Since Christmas is a gift offered to us, what can we offer back to God?
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Let's go to the press.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of man? Only the shadow knows.
Faster than a speeding bullet, stronger than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
We interrupt this broadcast for breaking news from heaven. HALO radio field reporters will be on the air from Bethlehem of Judea. Don't touch that dial. Halo, everybody. Halo. HALO radio is on the air. This is your host with the most, your king of swing, your angelic relic, Skybird. Stay tuned to 77 FM and 1225 AM on your heavenly radio dial. It's the Holy Land Network, and it's time to say, Halo.
Halo!
Our angel producers report that HALO's field reporters are in position for the most significant news story in human history. While connecting to satellites, let me introduce our sponsor. He's someone you know well. He is the one and only, all-knowing, all-wise, sovereign, holy, powerful, faithful, patient, merciful, and yes, our sponsor is all that, and he is also love. That's right, people. Our sponsor is God, also known as loving Heavenly Father. We are connected to the Morning Zoo, broadcasting on location direct from... Are you there? Where exactly are you animals located?
Yes, Skymer. We are somewhere in the heart of Bethlehem, Judea. I am surrounded by, well, you won't believe it.
Try me.
I'll do better than that. I'll let you listen.
Ah, yes. It's time for the Morning Zoo, brought to you by the good folks at Stable Background.
Morning Zoo. It's brought to you by the good folks at Stable Background. Every child needs a stable background. That's why we sell only top quality Baby Gap swaddles. Soft, fresh, and roomy Baby Gap swaddles fit your precious baby. We are standing in the middle of a stable. Can you describe the scene to our audience?
Well, it smells pretty bad. It's dark except for one star that is shining right overhead, and the animals appear to be comforted by its brightness. If you listen closely, you can hear the animals singing.
Can you hear me on the radio? There appears to be a great number of people passing by the stable. They are hurrying here and there. No one is even paying any attention to the animals.
I wonder what's going on here today. Wait, I see a young couple speaking to the innkeeper. He's pointing this direction and...
Hello? Are you there? We seem to have lost our connection. Thank you, Morning Zoo. This is HALO Radio on the air. And now a commercial from Harp and Horn Inn. Clean, simple, and charming. Reserve your spot at the Harp and Horn Inn in Bethlehem. Arrive at your destination safely. Use our convenient underground parking stable. This week only, for a small fee, Harp and Horn Inn provides an approachable tax collector on site for travelers with completed Caesar Augustus, easy census, and tax forms.
Hurry, we must get to the inn before it closes. There are so many travelers in Bethlehem, I'm afraid we'll never get a room. We'll find a room somewhere. I heard HALO Radio's Harp and Horn Inn commercial. We'll try that place first.
We want a room.
I want a room too. I'm ready to put all of you to bed and relax.
Wait, don't come any closer. I'm about to make an important announcement. Skybird, are you there?
This is God's favorite radio personality, the host with the most. Go ahead, Ramon, we're listening.
pull the harp and horn in commercial now. We are overrun with guests. There is no room at the inn. I repeat, there is no room at the inn.
This sounds like a breaking story to me. Is there someone available we can interview?
I journeyed here with a small group of travelers, and I do mean small. All we want is a room for the night.
There is no place to stay in Bethlehem.
Have you tried Harp and Horn Inn?
The innkeeper says no room at the inn.
Don't even try to go get a room over there.
We met a young couple from Nazareth named Joseph and Mary. They are sleeping in the Harp and Horn stable tonight.
And they're going to have a baby.
Joseph said, God will take care of us.
Our God does take children. They need help.
Is there anywhere in Bethlehem for strangers to rest their weary heads?
No vacancy anywhere. I suggest you pay your tax as quickly as possible and get these children back on the road to home, wherever that may be.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's all to rope we go. No time to lose, the inn is closed.
Hi-ho, 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 it's all to rope we go. No time to lose, the inn is closed. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Yay. Angel Talk is on the air. I'm Molly.
And I'm Millie. Thank you for that kind welcome. We don't usually accept wild cheering from our live audience, but this is a special occasion. Are you ready for a little heart talk on Angel Talk? Are you entertaining angels unaware? Have you heard the news out of Bethlehem?
First things first, Millie.
Right. This is Molly and Millie, your gracious, gorgeous, gleaming, glamorous, heavenly Angel Talk hosts on HALO Radio.
No! We must start Angel Talk with the commercial. You gotta pay to play.
Oops, my halo must be slipping. I forgot. Let's go to commercial.
Angel Talk is brought to you by our friends at Fred's Feather Beds. Need a good night's sleep? Fred's Feather Beds have a unique air chamber design that allows each sleeper to adjust the feather bed to the firmness or softness they prefer.
You don't have to spend lots of money to purchase a high-quality feather bed. Molly and Millie know Fred personally, and he's a good guy. Don't delay. Go to Fred's Feather Beds today. He's an angel.
Back to Angel Talk. We've been busy little angels this week. There's talk all over heaven that a big event is about to happen.
Here's the Daily Scoop, Molly. We angels are about to make the big announcement tonight.
Shh! I don't think we're allowed to tell.
Why do we have a radio talk show if we're not allowed to talk? I'm taking my chances. Hot off the press, Heavenly Father is sending hosts of angels, and that includes us because we're radio show hosts, to a hillside outside Bethlehem tonight.
We went to choir rehearsal last night, and the song is really cool. It goes something like this. Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, on earth peace, goodwill to men.
Good, Molly. I memorized the solo part in case God's chosen angel gets laryngitis. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
That's when we chime in with our glory to God in the highest part. I'm so excited. It's been eons since the morning stars sang together.
I hope we don't scare anyone. We can be a pretty awesome group when God's glory shines upon us.
I guess we'll find out soon, very soon.
Until tomorrow, this is Molly.
And Millie. We're your heavenly hosts for
Angel Talk. Back to you, Skybird, in our HALO studios.
You have been listening to Molly and Millie, our heavenly hosts for Angel Talk, heard only on HALO Radio. I have been working feverishly behind the scenes to catch up on the unusual historical event occurring in the small area of a small village called Bethlehem. HALO's courageous field reporters are interviewing eyewitnesses. The amazing story is unfolding on the streets of Bethlehem.
Here's a shepherd staff commercial. If you've been carrying the same wooden shepherd staff for your whole sheep herding career, trade it in for the most current, sleek staff on the market. It only takes a few moments to hold a shepherd staff factory staff to feel the modern grip difference. Welcome to the Shepherd on the Street interview. I'm bringing the story of an amazing event exclusively to HALO listeners. I see a small group of shepherds coming now. Give me a moment and I'll wave them over to my mic. Shepherds, may I have a moment of your time? What's going on in Bethlehem?
Did you see that?
See what?
Angels, a whole host of angels, over there in the sky.
It was the most beautiful sight I ever saw.
The most beautiful sight I ever saw is just down the street.
I think we're on to something here, listeners. Tell me about the angels. Were they scary? Did they fly around with fluffy wings? Did they say boo?
Are you kidding? These angels were filled with the glory of God. It was amazing, awesome, dazzling, stunning.
Did they say anything? Did they bring a message for the people of Earth?
They said, don't be afraid. I guess we looked pretty scared. We were out on the hill, watching sheep, minding our own business. Who knew that God was going to... I'm just too choked up to say what God is going to do.
The angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
They told us to come to Bethlehem to see a baby. A baby! Can you imagine that?
And did you?
Did we what?
Did you come to Bethlehem to see a baby?
Yes!
Where are they?
They named him Jesus.
Where are they? Are they the young couple over in the stable with the horn and harp and horn in?
Don't bother them. They are exhausted.
We have to get back to our sheep. I hope the flock is still in the field.
I
Welcome to HALO News Updated, every hour on the 7th. That's 777 FM and 1225 AM on your radio dial. Breaking news from Israel, the Middle East, and all points east. Top news of the day. A decree from Caesar Augustus has gone out that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Come now and register for the tax and census before it is too late.
Along with the tax is a decree that the population should be counted in a new census. Tax collectors and census takers are positioned in cities all around the nation. Each family is required to travel to the city of their fathers. This may cause considerable hardship as people from every possible location take to Israel's roads to travel to their places of birth. Merchants are expecting an increase in business. Particularly affected will be the food merchants and innkeepers.
That's HALO's News on the 7th. Join us again for breaking news in the next hour, brought to you by Ali's Sandal Shop. Are your feet tired? Do children laugh at the patches in your soles? Let Ali's Sandal Shop tanners make a pair of soft leather sandals to fit your weary feet. Choose from our latest styles.
You are listening to HALO Radio at 777 FM and 1225 AM on your radio dial. Hello, everyone. Hello. I'm standing on a quiet street in Bethlehem of Judea, waiting for visitors to arrive by camel caravan. I will try to get a man on the street interview. Stop, stop. May I have a word with you for our HALO radio audience?
We are in a great hurry. We are very wise. Listen to this. Did you know the solar system is full of planets, moons, asteroids, comets, and stars?
I can be wise too. Listen to this. E equals mc squared. I don't know where that came from, but I'm wise to say it. By the way, we have seen a star in the east and have come to worship him.
Listen to a really wise man. If you draw an imaginary line from that bright star directly to the ground, the king of the Jews should be at that exact spot.
Now that you mention it, that star is really bright. It hurts my eyes. What's this about a king?
We are so wise that we have been guided here to greet a great king. Even King Herod wants to meet him. He said we should return to Jerusalem and tell him where the child is so he can worship him. Being the wise kings we are, we decided not to tell Herod and we'll go home a different way.
It looks like the star is resting over that small stable, the one next to Harp and Horn Inn. We have to go. So sorry we cannot participate in your interview.
Get your gifts, guys. A little gold, a little frankincense, and a little myrrh. Our gifts may come in handy when this family has to run away.
Run away? Where are you going? When are they leaving? Who are these people? We return to HALO Studios. The Magi are walking in the direction of the bright starlight. I'm afraid we have been left with more questions than answers. Back to you, Skybird.
Welcome back to HALO Radio. We are just in time to catch a hastily planned radio address presented by Roman King Herod the Great. Herod is known for his colossal building projects. Herod rebuilt our temple and called it Herod's Temple. We take you now to the court of Herod the Great. Let's listen in to this breaking news from Jerusalem.
King Herod the Great, address my subjects today on a matter of utmost importance. I was recently informed of a child being born in the area of Bethlehem, and the family has the audacity to claim this child is the King of the Jews. Must I remind you, friends, Herod is the only king of the Jews. Is it not Herod who rebuilt your temple? Have I not given you wealth and stability in all my years of rule? You know, Magi from the East visited me at the palace yesterday saying outrageous things like, "Where is he who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Worship him? Are you kidding me? For crying out loud, I am the only one they should worship. Incidentally, I met with the chief priests and scribes the other day, and I asked them, "Where is this supposed Messiah of the people supposed to be born?" And they said, "The prophet Micah said in Bethlehem of Judea, 'Be assured, this king, your only true king, secretly called the Magi and cleverly referred and referenced them to the star appearing to them.'" And I smiled and said, "Good. Go to Bethlehem. Make sure they make a careful search for the child. And when they found him, report back to me so I too may go and worship him." Yeah. And you know, friends, I certainly don't think they suspected a thing. I eagerly await their return. Worship him? He will worship me. Good citizens, obedient citizens, citizens who want to love and believe and live in Christ, I call upon you to communicate all information to me, the only king, personally. These wise men, these magi, had better not trick me. I am enraged, I tell you, so help me. If you want to hear weeping, you will hear weeping in Ramah and a great mourning for children who dare to threaten the throne of King Herod the Great. Long live the king. Long live King Herod.
If you tuned in late, the voice you just heard was that of King Herod the Great. It appears that strangers called Magi have upset the king. Do not take the king's words lightly. If you are living in the vicinity of Bethlehem, we urge you to protect your children. This special address from Herod's court has been brought to you by the fine bakers at Bethlehem's House of Bread. Hot, fresh bread for citizens and travelers alike. These are few things as wonderful as a slice of fresh bread. Now to our reporter on the street in Bethlehem.
We are coming to you live from the Harp and Horn Inn, a busy hotel in the center of Bethlehem. An amazing event has occurred in a small stable outside the inn. We are making our way into the tight group of people gathered inside the nearby stable.
You can't come in here. A baby boy has just been born this evening. There was no room in the inn, so he was born out here.
That is incredible. How is the baby? How is the mother?
Shh! The baby is resting over there in the manger. Who are you anyway?
He's an HALO radio reporter. He's okay.
Can someone introduce me to the parents?
This is not a good time. Come later. We are about to present gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Joseph and Mary.
J- Joseph, Joseph, will you speak to me? I'm a reporter from HALO Radio.
Shepherds showed up, wise men visited him. Come closer, look at this beautiful child. He's God's son. Angels announced his birth. Shepherds showed up, wise men visited from the east. A star is shining over our heads.
Congratulations, Mary. He's a fine-looking boy. You must be so proud.
Not proud, grateful. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others.
Rest now, Mary.
We conclude HALO's broadcast day with Most Things Considered. Today's Most Things Considered features reflections on a starry night. Today's commentary with our broadcasters, lo and behold.
Welcome to Most Things Considered. I am Lo.
And I am Behold. Together we walk the heavenly streets searching for up-to-date news worthy of passing along to MTC listeners.
Today on Most Things Considered, reflections on a starry night. Lo and behold, share news filtered down from God's throne that the baby boy born in the stable in Bethlehem is God's only son.
This is indeed news, since this day has been predicted for hundreds of years. People of earth stopped looking for their Messiah long ago.
Heavenly Father always said he would send his son when the time was right. Guess what? Time's right.
Well, Lo, do you think Jesus' birth is the conclusion of God's plan?
This is the beginning of God's plan. We will see the boy Jesus grow up in a humble circumstances with the loving parents. He will become Savior when he dies on a Roman cross outside Jerusalem.
Will his death conclude God's plan?
We will witness a change taking place all over the world. Future generations will accept Jesus as their personal Savior. They will know the joy of joining God's family because Jesus died and did the unthinkable.
Jesus is going to rise from the dead, isn't he?
That's what I hear. I wish I understood it, Behold. People will change from the inside of their hearts, and it will change their lives.
We are angels, Lo. Heavenly Father said we will never understand the joy of salvation. He has reserved that joy for his children on earth. I long to know and understand his gift, this salvation.
What a gift. What an amazing, glorious gift to the people of earth.
Join us, Lo and Behold, again tomorrow for an angelic commentary we broadcast exclusively for Most Things Considered.
As day fades into night, HALO's radio concludes its broadcast day. Thank you for joining us. A quick reminder that our studio audience is invited to a special Harp and Horn Diner radio party immediately at the conclusion of today's broadcast. Food and warm fellowship await you. Remember, God loves you. He has provided today's events for you personally. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is Skybird, your host with the most, your king of swing, your angelic relic, somewhere just outside of heaven. Stay tuned to 77 FM and 1225 AM on your heavenly radio dial, where it's time to say hello. Until tomorrow, good day and good night.